Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We have about five or six guys here who have come in and they've made an immediate impact. What within the environment on ice, off ice, has allowed guys to acclimate quickly?
Well, I mean, I think the excitement from both sides is probably a pretty big key. I mean, I think guys that were already here are excited to have some of the additions come in. And I think the guys that were coming in were excited about what was already here. So, I think a combination of that and obviously I think it takes some time to feel totally comfortable and confident. But, you know, we're getting progress and, you know, certain moments at certain times, we've gotten key contributions from different guys. And, you saw that yesterday with, you know, Yeeks taking some huge faceoffs. Reader, obviously with a big goal, you know, a good defensive effort to finish the game yesterday with some key guys making great plays. So, you know, that breeds confidence and, you know, well, hopefully, you know, everyone feels a part of what we're doing here and we just keep progressing.
Eric, Ralph said that you bought in immediately, you know, into his system. Did you feel like for you, did it take a couple games to kind of get your feet under you? Obviously, new team, new teammates, new system. Or do you feel like you kind of grasped onto it pretty quickly and that's kind of helped you, like, have a few points the last few games?
Yeah, I mean, I think it definitely took a little time. There was a lot of things moving around quickly early on. I think the biggest thing, I mean, a lot of the styles and systems aren't that different. I've played long enough to understand that part of it. But I think the biggest thing that it takes adjustment is personnel and people that you're playing with and, you know, trusting on reads as far as, you know, being in spots to know the puck's coming or to be in the right spot defensively. I think I probably erred a lot more on the side of not getting scored against because, you know, if you're consistently going out on the ice, getting chances against or goals against, you know, you're not doing anybody any good. So, you know, want to make sure I was aware of that initially and then, you know, try and build the game from there. So it's progressing. Still think that there's a lot more there for me personally in the tank to help some of these guys and to improve. But progress for sure. And, you know, I think obviously new staff as well, knowing, you know, what I am and what I can do and put me in positions to help our team, I think will only grow as the year goes on.
Eric, I just was wondering about your initial impressions of Dylan. I know you've spent a lot of time kind of on the same line with him or on the same power play unit with him. It just feels like, at least from our vantage point, that he's very comfortable as somebody who's, you know, still breaking into the league.
Yeah, I mean, I think day by day, you know, you can see the progression and you can see, you know, how much he's taken in. You know, I think the first little bit of time, it was just the excitement of, you know, NHL games and being in an NHL locker room. And I think he's settling in more and more every day, feeling more comfortable and confident with the guys. I think, you know, his smarts and intelligence as far as what's needed at the NHL level is getting better every day. You know, there's moments in games where you need to make choices. And I think he's got a good smart for the game to make those right reads. And, you know, and also he's learning and he's picking it up quickly and it's fun to see. And hopefully, you know, he continues to progress and improve every day because I know he's got a long career ahead of him.
Hey, Eric. Ralph mentioned the two power play units have different looks, different threats, I guess. What have you noticed about the way the two units operate and the differences for PK units?
Well, I mean, I think the amount of firepower and skill we've got on the on Ike's unit is, you know, you can only take away so many threats. And when you move the puck around as quick as they do and make, you know, some good seam plays and with the shots that some of those guys have, there's only going to be, you know, so much space that PK can cover and you know, they can execute and finish really well. So, you know, that's going to hopefully continue to improve and keep working at it. And then for us, it's, you know, a little bit, you know, similar. The puck needs to be moving. We need to make sure we get set up. And you know, I like the ability of us to be able to shoot pucks. You know, we got a lot of good shooters. And then with Jeff around that net, he's got such great hands and mitts on anything that gets loose around the goalie that he's going to pick up his fair share here as we move forward. But, you know, I think the ability to have both units go out and be contributors is huge. And, you know, shows signs of good things to come. So hopefully it just continues.
Let's talk about the work the team has done to have success in the face-off circle this year. And just what's it like to go up against Koyika in the face-off circle, if you guys have tangled before in the past?
Yeah, obviously a big, strong guy, likes to get low on the draws. And I think a lot of our guys are taking pride in that part of the game. I mean, there's so many parts of the game that are detail-oriented that you need to pay attention to. And, you know, there's different guys in different roles to be committed to that job. And we've got those guys here, which is huge. And I think, you know, having Eakes, having Riley, Laser, those guys, especially on the penalty kill, you know, winning that first draw, it, you know, goes a long ways to killing off a penalty. And, you know, hopefully they continue with that. And, you know, it's a big, important part of the game.
Eric, how would you describe Curtis Lazar as a player and as a person?
Well, I think first and foremost, a great person. I mean, he comes to the rink every day with a smile on his face, willing to compete and work. And you know, you love to see that of any of your teammates. And, you know, as far as a player, you know, an honest player. I mean, he's doing the right things daily, competes hard, especially, you know, on the penalty kill. And, you know, he's got some tools to be able to make some plays as well. I think that will improve as the year goes on with confidence, but, you know, honest player that you can trust in any situation. And, you know, like I said, these are important roles and parts to winning team. And, you know, we want to continue to, you know, grow that part of our game as the year goes on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.